The next two items, just for the committee information, were submitted by the department to the chairman's office, but for whatever reason, hadn't been referred during our agenda setting, and so we added them so that we could get these items cleared up and get the department out of its way. Item number four.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to revise the 2010 professional service contracts for the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This report corrects a technical error. We came to the committee, as we do annually, in December of 2009 and December of 2010. This one is December 2009, with a professional services contract that the resolution included a line that had specific dates, even though we had indicated detailed dates for these contracts in the report that extended further than 1 year. So we worked with accounts payable to revise the resolution and bring it back to get approval so that these contracts can actually be paid out in the proper amounts for the year. There are out clauses in all of our professional service contracts. Therefore, if in fact the budget in a future year didn't include that dollar amount, we would just would not continue the professional service contract, and any increase would have to be brought before the board per your ordinances. So this is just a technical correction.
Right. And this was really brought to our attention, as Alex said, by accounts payable, Susan Walker, in terms of the resolution reflecting the action that we intended. These contracts were previously approved, and it is just a technical modification that we're requesting here.
Supervisor Rice? I have a motion for approval. Seeing no further comments or questions, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item number five.